Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson today on this Friday, April 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. You can listen on demand anytime. Just go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Every half hour is there. Now, I want to dive a little bit before you go forward with the lesson plan. 1940, Hitler is just basically rolling through Europe. Where did the Japanese come into this situation? Why, just a couple of years later, December 7, 1941, was it Japan as opposed to Hitler? How was it that team, how was that created? How did that formula come about starting back in 1940?
Okay, so the Italians, the Germans, the Japanese signed this treaty, the Axis, became the Axis powers. Okay. So that when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, declared war on us, we declared war on Japan. Germany declared war on us, and then we declared war on Germany, which in the end was a terrible mistake, obviously, for the Japanese and for the Germans. As Yamamoto said, I fear all that we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve. I mean, the American people that were isolationists to some measure, you can use that term. I mean, America first, isolationists, whatever you want to call it, we were not going to go to war again in Europe. But when they attacked us in Japan and murdered our people, we're in. And then when Germany declared war on us, well, we're going to defend ourselves. See, that changed the calculus of the entire war. And that brought us, of course, into World War II. It was decided, first of all, that Hitler would be the priority. We spent more of our efforts there in the European theater, in the African theater, than we did in the Pacific to defeat Japan. So we were fighting two different wars. One war on two different fronts. Okay. But that was the calculus there. A big mistake. Big mistake for Germany. You know, you look backward. What could anybody have done in 1940, after France fell, if Germany just said, we're just going to hold Europe? I don't know who could have stopped them at that point. They controlled all of Western France. The rest of France, Vichy France, as it was known as, was a collaborative government under the former General Pétain, who didn't see himself. He was a hero in World War I. Spain was somewhat of an ally with Germany, not completely. They never really joined the war, but they were friendly. The Italians, the Germans, all of Europe, they controlled all of Europe. Such is the nature of power in Hitler, he could not contain himself. The Battle of Britain, Operation Sea Lion, which he thought that he could gain, he was convinced by Goring, his Luftwaffe commander, that they could get air superiority over the Royal Air Force, which they didn't. We could call that a defeat for Germany, at least a check. Their Air Force took some big hits, and he decided, okay, we're not going to invade Britain right now. Then he turned his attention eastward toward the Soviet Union, more living space, more elbow room, more for the German people. And he thought that he could roll over the Soviet Union. And he did the first year or so. But eventually, his supply lines were so far apart. The Soviet army was resilient, and the Soviet winter was rough on him. And in the end, so many hundreds of thousands of the German soldiers died outside Stalingrad. And it was a gigantic defeat, which was one of the major things that led to the defeat of the thousand-year Reich that lasted only 12 years.
Now, in that dynamic, when you say the treaty was signed, they all agreed to come together, was it at that point you believe Hitler was involved in Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941?
I doubt it. No, it was my guess, total surprise to him. But he was such a fanatic and a believer in his cause, wrongly, obviously. Right. He thought that they could win anyway. Okay, we'll take down the United States too. Just expand the war. The man was a sociopath for sure. I mean, he had no conscience whatsoever. The estimates of those that died in World War II was anywhere from 50 to 80 million. Depends on which book you look it up in.
Right.
And besides the 6 million Jews that were annihilated in the Holocaust, millions of gypsies. He hated the gypsies too. The Slavs, the mentally ill, the mentally deficient, the handicapped persons. I mean, they had a terrible, terrible understanding of humanity. Just killed people. He was a believer in social Darwinism, the whole notion that if I kill you, because you're an inferior race, it's no worse than a lion cub, or a lioness pushing out one of the weakest cub, so she'll have enough milk for the rest. I mean, they were really into that, and that was his thinking. And where I thought I might go with this, how does that happen? Let me tell you a story. And it's 2004. I was a small fry in the George W. Bush campaign in Michigan or whatever. But anyway, 2004, and I went to a rally for President Bush. I think it was Battle Creek. It might have been Kalamazoo. Anyway, one of those down there, and I got to sit right behind the president when he was giving a speech. So I could see him walk in. I was within, 8-10 feet of President George W. Bush. And, okay, I supported Bush. All right. And but I was looking at some of the crowd. I remember some females in the front row of the crowd that were along the rope line. And while President Bush was giving his speech, they were looking at him with such adoration and clapping so furiously with adoration. And I said to myself, this is not right.
Yeah.
This is not right. We don't do this. Yeah, I supported him. We wanted to elect the president. Way better than John Kerry. So I voted for President Bush and so on. But the adoration that they had for President Bush was, in my view, over the line. Do you remember? I don't know if you were there. I was there. I got to lead in prayer the last rally there the night before election in Traverse City when President Trump came into Traverse City.
Oh, yeah. I heard your prayer. I thought it was one of the best prayers I've ever heard in public. It was awesome.
Hey, I prepared that prayer. I know we don't – Baptists don't prepare prayers in general. That's not our deal. But I did that.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's good. I prayed, and I was a big supporter. Still am a supporter of President Trump. But remember when the Air Force One people were waiting, and then you could see off in the distance Air Force One coming in and landing?
Yep.
Whoa! And then it's a rather impressive sight when it comes in and it lands, and then – they wait a few, 5-10 minutes. Finally, people start getting off the plane. And then Trump gets off the plane. Wow, here's President Trump. Woo! And they start playing YMCA. And the whole crowd is rocking. And he comes walking out. And he's got his fist pumping. Hey, and I'm clapping. But I have enough in me that I start to look around and say, hey, everybody, this is not the Lord Jesus Christ here.
Right.
This is not the second coming of Christ. This is a man that we support for president, and it's a rally. I get that. It's a rally. But you got to be careful with these things. This is man, not God. This is flesh. This is not spirit.
Right.
This is a human being that I support. He's a flawed human being. Hey, so am I. I'm a flawed. We're all
everybody.
Flawed.
Absolutely.
We're all flawed, and I support him. But be careful. See, I don't want to ever want to get – I was listening just this week to a woman who's was 18 at the time. And when they were waiting for Hitler to come, everybody was so excited. And when Hitler finally started – she was saying to herself, this is a bit much. But when Hitler got near her, everybody was reaching out to shake hands with Hitler, and she herself was kind of like that. And then afterwards says, why did I go into such a frenzy to just to touch a man's hand? And now we look back at the – you look at any of these films. You can Google these. These are all over the place. And this is a real deal. The esteem that the German people had for their Führer was way, way, way over the line. That's why they could follow him in his desire to exterminate the Jewish people. And they would start believing everything that he said. And the fact that they won easy victories at the beginning of World War II, it increased his power. He was the Führer. He was the leader. You know, could something like that happen again? I think it could. Now, by the way, it's not going to happen with Biden. Biden is not that. Why? Because he has a rally and 50 people show up. I mean, he does not inspire that many people. Let's face
right.
it.
Yep.
Let's face it. Now, who inspires people? President Trump inspires people. And I support him. I support him. But we're not going to worship him. No, no, no. Not worshiping President Trump. But he is a man that's proven himself that he can take a punch and he can punch back. I don't know if I've ever seen somebody with such thick skin as President Trump. I mean, as far as he takes a punch and he punches back. Now, I hate to say it, but in the political environment that we live, we got to have a champion of some sort. But let's never go over the line with that.
I think it might be. I think you may be misanalyzing what you see, because I think what it is people are so fed up with the swamp. They're so fed up with the fake news media, the polls that are obviously not accurate. We don't get polled, but yet the media shoves these polls in our face. You know, we get constantly fed this line of garbage to the point where people are just fed up and they want to believe in somebody. They want to believe in a cause. They want to believe in the Make America Great Again movement. And I think, you know, it might be coming across you know, where, like you say, people are idling him, worshiping him. I don't think that's the case, but we'll wrap it up. Final segment of today's discussion. We'll be right back.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalber, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalber for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. MyPillow.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our conversation with Pastor Chatfield. I'll let you respond to what I basically said before we went to break. Get your rebuttal on what I said.
Well, I think you're right, I guess. I'm just giving some warning. I look at Adolf Hitler as how could these people be so mesmerized by this man? But by the way, I mean, I don't know if you and I are just old enough to remember when the Beatles came to America and how the fans reacted to the Beatles.
Right.
And the girls, screaming that. And at the time, I thought, what is going on here? That's
right.
Craziness. That's crazy. We have to be careful. Now, something we didn't get into at all, that Hitler was a believer in the occult. He grew up Catholic, Roman Catholic, but he rejected Roman Catholicism and was kind of almost an occultic. There were a lot of things that the Nazis believed that were very related to the occult. Well, Pastor Chaffee, are you saying that he was demonically inspired? Yes, I think he was. I think Hitler was demonically inspired. Anybody would have such a hatred for anybody, but especially for the brethren of the Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh. Let me just repeat this. The Jewish people, the seed of Abraham, are the relatives of our Savior, Jesus Christ, his brothers, sisters, cousins. Now, it doesn't mean they're saved or they're all going to go to heaven when they die, but they are special. They are the apple of God's eye. They are beloved for the Father's sake, the Bible says. Now, they're enemies for the gospel's sake, and some, you know, you don't have a lot of freedom in Israel to preach the gospel, which your Christians are somewhat discriminated against in Israel. That's still true to this day. I hope that the Jewish people see that Christians are their friends. We're just trying to give you the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest Jew of all. And Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. And I worship a Jew.
Right.
Okay. But how could anybody hate the Jewish people so much? It's satanic. It reminds me of Revelation chapter 12, where the Bible says, and the dragon hated the woman. The woman, I believe, is Israel. The dragon's the devil. There has always been people throughout history that have hated the Jewish people and were demonically inspired. I do think Hitler was one of those. That's why conservative people, Christians by and large, are pro-Israel. Didn't mean everything they do is right. Doesn't mean every policy is right and so on and so forth. They never said that. And they need to be saved like anybody else, put their faith in the Savior. But we are generally, we're pro-Israel because they're special people. And Hitler was so antagonistic against them that you can only step back and says, what is the source of such hatred? And
I think that ultimately led to his decline, his failure, the fight between good and evil. I think it came to a head, and as you know, always say, you know, God's in control of everything. I think it was his destiny to rise and to fall and to be seen as a global failure across the world. Thank God for the United States, because we're the ones that led the effort that ultimately, you know, took him down. And I think, like you say, it was a God thing.
Right. And ultimately, sympathy for the Jewish people.
Yes.
After the Holocaust is what compelled the world to encourage them to return to Palestine and form the state of Israel. Without the Holocaust, there might not have been an Israel. And there, you know, by 1949, when they became a nation again, after
right.
being decimated for 2,500 years. So that did create that, but what a terrible, terrible thing. You look at the Holocaust, World War II in general, all the terrible things. You wonder, how can God love us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins? Because we are human. The capacity for evil among human beings is great. That is incredible. It's just, how could people treat people like that? I mean, but we did. It is a truism that the Holocaust happened. It was terrible, horrific.
Well, hopefully we'll never see anything like that ever again. And like you say, you don't understand the hatred, but it's definitely there. And I think a lot of it has to do with the Palestinian movement, and especially here in Michigan. I mean, look at Rashida Tlaib. You know, she's basically running unopposed in Congress with those, you know, crazy ideas and statements and things that she's done, going and getting a lot of Democrats to vote uncommitted against Biden. I think it's just amazing how she's just been able to avoid any political retribution for some of her statements.
The consensus in our country for both Democrats and Republicans to be solidly pro-Israel, I'm afraid, is slipping or is almost gone. It's almost gone, especially on the left, the far left. There's a good percentage now, not a majority of Democrats, but a decent percentage are not pro-Israel anymore. There are a lot that are, but there's a lot that are not. And on the one hand, that's sad, and it is sad. On the other hand, that could be a splitting of the party, and potentially we'll get a different president here coming up soon.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, greatly appreciate that. That's timely with what you're teaching at school, but most importantly, good for people to hear, to remember, and basically, like you say, once you know your history, hopefully you're not doomed to repeat it.
Right. God help us.
That's the bottom line. So, looking forward to church on Sunday. Again, I've got people, please ask Pastor Jeff Field, what scripture do we need to prepare for?
Well, I'll start with 1 John 3. It's going to be, let's be conformed to the image of Christ. Let's live our lives to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's going to be designed mostly for saved people, Christian people. Of course, I always give the gospel that Christ died for us, was buried, and rose again from the dead to save us from sin, death, and hell. But let's be more like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen to that. All right, sir. Well, we greatly appreciate you. And again, if you can't make it to church, we do broadcast it live 11 to noon right here on 97.7 FM WCHY. Shaboy again.
Amen.
Amen. All right, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors.